First, though, we're going to take a minute to assess the state of the race with NewsWorks 99 blogger Brian Hickey and reporter Katie Colinari. Brian, Katie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Dave.
First to you, Katie. Money's big in any election, and we've seen millions spent in this one. But it's really not like any election we've ever seen here, is it?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And to get the context here, remember that the city puts strict limits on the size of donations to the candidates, but independent expenditure groups, aka super PACs, can collect checks as big as they want and spend as much as they want. We knew from the TV ads that they were spending a lot of money, but when we finally saw their financial reports a week ago, the scale of their spending was, well, staggering. Three super PACs in the race spent twice as much as the candidates. And the super PAC funded by the three Bulakanwood traders who support school choice and are supporting State Senator Anthony Williams spent $7.5 million. That was more than all the candidates and the other super PACs combined. Candidate Milton Street raised that issue at a televised debate.
We need quality public education across the board. And we're not going to get that if we let the millionaires out on Sea Lion Avenue buy the mayor's office. Senator Williams has sold his soul to the millionaires.
Another thing we learned is which unions contributed to the largest super PAC backing Jim Kenney. And to our surprise, it turned out that half of that money was coming from a carpenters union with an address in Edison, New Jersey. Local carpenters in Philadelphia have supported Williams. Another surprise was that a third of the money came from Local 98, the electricians union headed up by the powerful John Dougherty, and that was less than we expected.
Okay, a lot of money being spent. Brian, do we know who's ahead in this race?
Well, actually, we do, Dave. The first independent poll of the campaign season just came out on Wednesday, and it shows Kenny with a substantial lead over Lynn Abraham and Tony Williams.
Now, Brian, Anthony Williams, it seems, made a move sometime back when he wanted to change the dynamics of the race, calling for Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey's firing. Wow.
Right, Dave. When the campaign conversation shifted to whether candidates would want to bring Commissioner Ramsey back, I couldn't help but think back to a one-on-one chat I had with Williams back in April. It was after a debate here at WHYY, and Williams told me that police officers should be fired for using disparaging language about race or sexual orientation or faith. And from that point on, he pushed the other candidates, namely Jim Kenney, who was endorsed by the FOP to sign on to that idea.
Right. He's made a lot of this. Now, Kenny says, in fact, he does support firing officers, but Williams says that wasn't forceful enough or soon enough.
Yes. He just doesn't want to do it instantaneously. And Williams has stuck to that line of campaigning ever since. And there have been ads dredging up Kenny comments from the 90s and beyond and a pitched conversation about stop and frisk practices.
Right. We'll be hearing a bit of that ad later on in which they make a lot of some past comments by Jim Kenney about police conduct. But that does bring up another point here, Katie, and that's negative ads. We've seen literally millions of dollars in TV ads, hardly any of them negative. What kind of race is this?
That's right, Dave. And other than the one that Brian just mentioned, the closest to negativity we get is this jab from former District Attorney Lynn Abraham.
Jim Kenney and Tony Williams are fighting over public schools versus charters. I think they're both wrong. It's making sure they all get a good education.
And for the rest of that ad, Lynn Abraham stays on positive themes about herself. And it's interesting, Katie, you know, it's an axiom of politics that when you're behind, you attack. Why didn't the trailing candidates in this race go to war with their TV ads?
Well, this is where the money again, I think, tells the story. Williams, who was behind, did run that one attack spot, but he didn't have the campaign cash to buy a lot of TV time. Now, his three rich friends funding that super PAC could have waged a potentially devastating negative campaign, but for whatever reason, they just didn't.
Okay, now, Brian, there was a fascinating little flap earlier this month over the Inquirer's endorsement of Anthony Williams.
That's right, Dave. Our reporting sparked one of the most peculiar insider baseball issues of the campaign. That lukewarm endorsement was overshadowed by suspicions that publisher Jerry Lenfest overruled the editorial board's decision to actually back the Kenney campaign. That suspicion continued even after editor Bill Marimo said that he, in fact, made that final call. Then, several days later, Inky editorial page editor Harold Jackson took the Williams campaign to the woodshed. He called it a quote-unquote rudderless campaign that never distinguished itself on any issue. And those words directly challenged the newspaper's endorsee. Jackson told me that it was nothing more than an example of his personal opinion running counter to the paper's institutional position. And as someone who oversaw a newspaper's mayoral coverage in 2007, that explanation made a little sense to me.
That's when you were at City Paper, right?
It was.
This was an interesting episode. Finally, Brian, Jim Kenney may be the one who decriminalized small amounts of marijuana while on council, but former Judge Nelson Diaz seems, well, high on the idea.
Yeah, this came up at a recent Fox 29 debate.
Should Philly take the leap and just legalize it?
I want some, yes.
Well, Diaz later told me that he's not, in fact, a stoner and that he was just making a quirky comment to stand out from the crowd. But that moment was so indelible that it overshadowed even Milton Street talking about kangaroos knocking over trash cans in Philly neighborhoods. I didn't ask a follow-up on that one because there's really nothing more that can be said about it.
Wow. Okay, Brian, Katie, thanks.
Thank
you.
You're
welcome.